On June the 23rd, those over the age of 18 will have the chance to vote in an in-out referendum.
Saren FM is trying to help you with an ambitious and bold series of programs on air and on our website.
So just go to sarenonline.co.uk
and visit the EU Referendum Hub. Enclosed by Germany, the Czech Republic, Slovakia, the Ukraine, Belarus and Lithuania, Poland also has a coastline along the Baltic Sea. The Eastern European country is best known for its medieval architecture, Jewish heritage and hearty cuisine. With a population of around 38 million, the country has experienced an economic growth after the collapse of communism in 1989. Warsaw, the sprawling capital, has a widely varied architecture that reflects on the city's long, turbulent history from Gothic churches to modern skyscrapers. It has a thriving nightlife and music scene, classical and underground. More from Anya Bullock about the country.
Yes, I'm Anya. I'm a RGN working for NHS in Sleaford. Since we joined EU, loads has been changed, and I don't think it's for good. Only because the earnings has gone down, price of food and everything else gone up. People can't afford childcare, for example, and in general, the life is worse than before. But since we joined EU, the only thing for us we changed was that we could go abroad without any issues, any problems, and work there. Before UK joined EU, it was much easier for us as a foreigners. Since then, loads of immigrants came and loads of hate started. So what I think it should stop, not as many immigrants should come to England. England needs immigrants, but they should do like Germany did. First of all, they've got to pass the test to be able to come and speak at least basic English. And they should bring something with them. They should be professionals, not just people who come to stay and live on benefits. Loads of foreigners do work the job, do take the job English people don't want. So yes, they do need them as well, but they should bring with them the willingness of working.
So, on June the 23rd, those over the 18 in the United Kingdom can vote in the in-out referendum.
And Saren FM is trying to help you with an ambitious and bold series of programs on air and on our website.
So just go to sarenonline.co.uk
and visit the EU Referendum Hub,
where you'll find all of the states represented by their flags. Click on the flag and find out more from people who live in those countries.